Coach said you were the best one out there on the defense.
Yes, sir. First game, I felt real comfortable. I mean, I prepared hard last week to come out and dominate during the game. I didn't put up a lot of stats last week. I only had about 2-3 tackles, but Coach Mack stressed that I was maintaining my gap a lot, and that's what you should do as a Nova. So I feel like I felt pretty good.
Did you hear the praise he had for you, and what did that mean to you?
The praise felt real good. I mean, coming from the head coach, you know, someone like me as a nose tackle, we don't really get that much praise, and it always feels good to get that praise from Coach Mack because we probably work the hardest on the defense, and it feels real good.
What's your personal expectation this season?
My personal expectation is to put up more stats and, you know, be more of a vocal leader and, you know, make my name more known in college football. Because as a nose tackle, like I said, you don't really hear that much about them, but we always do our jobs, and I feel like we should be noticed more.
How was your preparation different this summer and even in fall camp compared to last year?
My preparation that was different this summer that I can compare to last year was that I just thought in my mind that I need to work harder, slim up, you know, get more quicker, and get more stronger. So I focus on that the most this summer.
The guys on the defensive front, how much do you guys push each other? Seems like a lot of good players there.
Oh, yes, sir. We all push each other to the limit, no matter what position you play, because we all depend on each other when it comes to the game, and everybody depends on us because it ain't no DBs or linebackers without a D-line. So I feel like we're the most important people on the defense.
What did the coaches tell you about what kind of opportunity you have this year?
The coaches told me my opportunity was very high because they noticed my work ethic. They know I always do everything right in practice. You know, I work hard. You know, I'm coachable. I do everything right in the classroom, and when it comes to football, I'm just always in the right zone.
What's it like having guys like Joey Ivey, Caleb Brantley, Brian Cox up there with you?
Oh, it's very motivational. You know, those are older guys, so people like me, I'm a year under them, so I look up to them, and I feed off what they do.
Are you aware of the streak against Kentucky, 29 years in a row, and is there any talk among the players about it?
Not really. I mean, we train Kentucky as any other team. We know we just trying to beat them. I mean, it doesn't matter no streak or nothing like that. We're just trying to get the W. I mean, because they can come out hard, but we still got to be the harder preparation team. So we're not even worried about that.
Coach said Anzalone probably won with most production points, and now Tabor coming back probably relieves pressure on you guys. So what's it do just having the two of them back?
Oh, it feels real good because Anzalone, he's a big playmaker. And then on the other hand, you got Tabor out there on the DB side. You know, he's a real big impact for this team. And both of those guys, I feel, will be very beneficial this year, bringing up stats and whatnot for the team and, you know, being the leaders.
Coach talks about setting the tone at the line of scrimmage. How does the defensive line help the offensive line in practice and, you know, just going against someone, a talented defensive line like that?
Oh, I feel like us as a defensive line, we help the offensive line very well because I feel like as a defensive line, we're probably a little bit more better than them. So we actually push them in practice so that they can do well against the opponents in the game. So,
Thank you. Thanks, boss.
What about some of those new guys in there? Like,